Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Are you planting things in your yard? Are you growing vegetables? Joining us now is horticulturist Dan Costa. Hi, Dan.
Hello, Wendy.
I go to Vern Goer's Greenhouse in Hinsdale, and I'm actually on your website right now, verngoersgreenhouse.com. Why are there so many weeds? Do weeds just pop up? There's a summer weeding in your garden, and I have given myself carpal tunnel syndrome.
Yeah, it just happens, you know. But they're, every time you let weeds get to the point where they set their seed, you know, they bloom and then set seed, the seed will fall into the soil, and it basically makes what's called a seed bank, where there's just all the seed just waiting there for the right conditions, and then it will germinate.
And then you have weeds upon weeds.
Yeah, so keeping ahead of it is best.
All right, well, 847 has texted us. I had mentioned you were going to be on, and again, listeners, if you have any gardening questions, flower or veggies or fruit, we're here to help. 847 says, is it okay to put down insect killer and weed and feed at the same time on my lawn?
Well, you could do that. Personally, I'm not a big fan of weed and feed because it is a combination of fertilizer and herbicide. It's better to put down a fertilizer by itself and then spot treat the weeds as needed with a regular herbicide, either a spray, usually a spray type of thing, rather than just coating your entire lawn with herbicide. But you can put those down together if you really wanted to.
They're not going to hurt anything.
No, it's not going to. They're not going to interfere with one another.
Okay. So I have planted perennials because I feel like it is the lazy gardener's way of having a beautiful backyard. I say that because for the most part, you water them and they come back year after year. Are there certain ones we should be planting, Dan?
Well, it depends on your situation, where you're going to be putting these. One thing that I know that people tend to do a lot is in the spring they will come in and they'll buy the perennials that are all in flower and take those home, plant them in their garden, and then they come back 3, 4, 5 weeks later and complain that there's nothing in bloom. And that's just because they bought everything that bloomed early. Perennials are seasonal bloomers, so they will bloom for a period of usually 3 or 4 weeks, and then the rest of the time they're green. So when you do get perennials, you want to make sure that you get something that blooms in the spring, something that blooms midsummer, something that blooms later in the season, and that way you'll have a continuous selection of flowers throughout the entire growing season.
And native plants are always good to get, correct? Is there a way we can find out native plants to this type of region?
Oh, yeah. Natives are great. They are good for our pollinators and everything. So usually the nurseries will have them labeled as such because we know people are out there looking for them.
Yeah.
So we do tend to, like at Gores, we group them together into a couple of certain areas, and that way you can easily find what you're looking for, but there's no listing really that I could recommend that says just these are all the native plants because there's just so many.
Gotcha. Dan, we have got Kelly who's on the line who has a question for you. Good morning, Kelly.
Good morning, Wendy. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I have a question about morning glories. I grew them from seed 2 years in a row, and I'm having the same problem. They're not blooming, and I get these white spots on them. Then the leaves, where the white spots are, the leaves almost look translucent. At first, I thought it was just bird poop falling on there, but it wasn't. And they're dying, and they don't come back. So what am I doing wrong? They're supposed to grow like weeds.
I think it might be, are they getting a lot of sun? Because morning glories really need a very sunny, open type of a location.
Right. Well, I have this year I potted them, and I'm moving the pots around so they get plenty of sun, plenty of water. Really grown tall. I put sticks in there for them to vine on. They're probably 5 feet tall, no flowers, and now they're starting to get the white spots.
The spots could be a few different things. Mildew is a possibility. You could have a insect like a caterpillar or a slug or something that's causing, making some holes, but they don't go all the way through the leaf.
Would that cause mm-hmm. the plant not to bloom then, Dan?
Well, it weakens the plant because it's not getting enough energy. Not the chlorophyll is not working as much as it would be. Are these in a potting soil or is garden soil, or what did you use to plant them in?
No, potting. Yeah, potting soil, and I've got them in three locations. I've got one in a large pot, one in a small pot, and then I've got more in my raised flower bed. The ones in the raised flower bed don't have the white spots on them, but again, they haven't bloomed at all, and they're big and bold and beautiful. So I don't know what I can do to make them bloom.
I would try adding a high phosphorus fertilizer to see if that will help. Phosphorus mm-hmm. is the middle of the three numbers on the package, so you want to make sure that's the highest.
Mm-hmm.
Give that a try, Kelly. It's
I'll
worth
try.
It. Okay. Thank you very much for your call. We appreciate that. A text in here, 708, is it too late to plant roses and get blooms for this year in containers?
No, it's not too late. Still got plenty of time. The flowers will continue right up until almost frost. The only thing is any rose or any shrub like that in a container is not going to overwinter in the container. It's going to freeze out. May make it through one winter, but definitely not two. And so you'd want to get those out of the container and plant them down into the garden by the middle or end of September. So you can have them in the container now, but then make sure if you want to keep them for next year, make sure that you plant them down into the ground before winter hits.
All right. Arlene is on the line. Arlene, hi. You had a question for Dan?
Hi. Good morning, Ooh. Wendy. You make my day when you're on.
Oh, love you.
Mine too.
We planted pickling cucumbers, and my husband built a trellis so they would... We have a lot of flowers, but no pickles.
They're coming, aren't they?
It's a pollination problem. You don't have enough bees going around to pollinate, and that's why you're not getting them. You can look on the individual flowers and find male flowers, which have the stamens or anthers on there, and pick one of those off and go around and stick it into the female flowers and pollinate them that way.
Arlene, you're going to have to do some artificial inseminations for your cucumbers.
Can I do that?
Yeah, just take a male flower and keep moving it around.
Okay.
We have hummingbirds. Now, will hummingbirds pollinate?
No. No, not really.
No.
That's a good question.
Okay.
All right. Good luck to you, Arlene.
Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. Dan, I have talked to the Chicago Tomato Man, and he, too, has mentioned with the lack of pollinators, we kind of have to do the job of the bees, so you can just kind of tap, tap, tap on the flowers. That's what I've been doing with my tomatoes. But I have a ton of fruit, but they're all green. I don't know. Am I just waiting for them to mature?
Yeah, and also, you know, we're going to be enjoying this nice cool weather we've had the last week and this coming week, but the tomatoes love the heat.
Yeah.
And so the hotter weather is what's going to actually make them develop and turn red, but this cool weather, they're kind of just sitting back like, what's going on?
Yeah.
I don't understand this.
But will they ultimately ripen? Because we had a bunch of texts about that, too. Okay, it's just going to slow things down, right?
Yeah, they will. My cherry tomatoes are doing good, but my bigger ones, not so, you know, they're just sitting too.
Yeah.
It's not anything that anybody particular is doing. It's just the weather.
Yeah. That's a good point. Carol has called in. Carol, you have a question for Dan?
Yes, I do.
All right. What is it?
Good morning.
Morning.
My question, well, it's a comment more or less with a question. I have a baby eggplant, which is doing very, very well, looks very healthy, has flowers on it. And I've got a couple of small eggplants, but I don't know when to pick the eggplant. How small is the baby eggplant, or how large is the baby eggplant?
I love this joke. No, I'm kidding.
Not exactly sure what variety you have, but some baby eggplants are like, once they're the size of a baseball, they're okay to pick at that point. Some are actually smaller than that, so it's really hard to say.
This is a patio eggplant. I bought it online, and it's done very well, but I picked like the first couple, and I thought they must be too small for picking because they were bitter and hard.
Well, they should soften up somewhat. If you squeeze them very, very lightly, there should be a little bit of a spring to the flesh. It shouldn't be like a rock.
And then they'd be ready to harvest.
Yeah, at that point you could harvest them.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's something. Thank you so much, Dan. Have a great day. Thank you, Wendy. Well.
You're welcome, Carol. Thank you. Dan, we will pop into Vern Goer's greenhouse in Hinsdale, Illinois, if we want to ask you questions in person.
I got to tell you my craziest complaint about tomatoes.
Okay.
In the winter.
What about it?
A complaint that I got several years ago from a lady. She said, "In this time of year, I bought tomato plants from you, and I haven't gotten a single tomato on them. What's going wrong?" And I'm like, getting tomatoes now is like falling off a log, you know. So she said, "All I'm getting is these little yellow flowers, and I'm picking them all off because I don't want flowers. I want tomatoes. What's happening?"
Oh, all right. Yeah, don't do that. I love it. All right. Well, thank you so much. We really appreciate it, Dan, and we'll talk to you again. All right.
Hey, thank you for having me, Wendy.
Absolutely. Dan Costa, you can go see him at Vern Goer's Greenhouse in Hinsdale.